Hi, I'm Kyla.
And I'm Jason.
You're listening to Strange Fruit, musings on politics, pop culture, and Black gay life on WFPL.
So today we're talking about growing up gay. Now, when Black folks first come out of the closet, there's one question we hear over and over again.
Does your mama know?
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 Does your mama know is really a way of gauging how far out of the closet a person is. So when I first came out to my friends and my homeboys and my homegirls, I wasn't yet out to my mom, my grandmother, my family, right? So for a lot of folks, it's not until you really come out to your mother, your father, your grandparents that you really are out of the closet. So how significant is it to come out to like one's parents? Did you come out to your mom first? Did you come out to friends first? How was it for you?
I came out to my mom first, but I considered her in my adolescence as my best friend, and I still do. And so I went to her first to come out. And there was, you know, challenges at first in the dialogue, but it really, you know, helped me actually come out to friends and other associates after I first told my mother.
Do you think the mamas always know? You know how people say, like, I'm your mama, I raised you, I've known since you were a kid. Do you think that's... Is that fact or is that myth? Like, the mamas know?
I don't know. In some ways, it seems as if it is myth, but in also a lot of ways, it seems as if it's fact. You know, for my mom, for instance, she said, well, I had a feeling, right? And it was because I had a problem with dresses when I was a little girl.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so because I had a problem with dresses and I would pull them up in church and be inappropriate with them, that somehow that meant that I was, you know, gay or something.
So is it, do you think it's possible to be self-assured, to be out to friends and to lovers, but still be in the closet to your folks because maybe your parents are homophobic, maybe your parents are old-fashioned? Does that somehow make you like less gay?
I don't feel like it makes you less gay, but I definitely feel like if people ask you, you know, well, who knows if you're out? And I definitely feel like if your mama is not aware, or that main guardian, that main parent that you had growing up, that is definitely a measure of how much you're out, like how much, you know, you've actually come out. How far along in the process of coming out you are. So we talked to some of our LGBT friends about their experiences in coming out to their own parents. Jason Walker is originally from D.C. and now works for Louisville Metro Councilman David Tandy.
I consider myself bisexual. In my past experiences and past relationships, I've been equally in love with both men and women.
Carrie Williamson is a senior at U of L working on a bachelor's degree in communications.
I would say that I'm queer because I find it more useful than that to say gay or bisexual. I just want to be able to identify with the whole spectrum.
Aaron Weathers is a member of U of L's Malcolm X debate team and is a co-founder of Blackout, the university's organization for Black LGBTQ students. He's also a senior who's earning his bachelor's in Pan-African Studies.
Actually, I just say that I'm a Black gay man just so I can cover all the identities of race, my gender identity, as well as my sexuality. But lately, I've kind of been liking the term butch queen. So I'm going to start calling myself a butch queen from now on. And yes. If they get it, they get it. If they don't, they just don't.
I want to talk a little bit about how did family dynamics play into you guys coming out and coming into your true selves? Like, you know, who did you first tell? You know, was it your mother or the, you know, your primary caretaker or whoever? And how did that go?
The first person that knew, that found out, and I didn't actually tell her, was my ex-girlfriend at the time. So when she found out, it was kind of hard at first, but we're still close and we're relatively, you know, still good friends today. The first person I actually told my family was my sister, who recently came out as a lesbian herself about 5 years ago. And it was definitely hard for my family, my mother, to accept that, but that necessarily paved the way for me. And I found a lot of strength and courage in her. And I confided in her in the beginning, and then eventually told my brother and my mother, and my immediate family is pretty much who I really care about knowing for the most part, because, you know, that's who holds you down. So for me, my family's pretty much cool with it. Some people still don't like it, but they accept that I'm still family and I'm still here and I'm still the same person that they always knew. So that's my experience coming out.
I remember I actually didn't come out until I was 18, so it was about 4 years ago. I remember telling my mom, sitting there crying, all the theatrics and just dramatic, like breaking down, thinking that all the stories you hear, I'm going to get disowned, my family's not going to like me, and these are true, these things do happen. But I remember my mom just being like, am I happy? Am I thrilled about it? Nah, not really. Am I angry? No. Disappointed? No. Shocked? Not really. So apparently she already knew all along, and I wish she kind of would have let me know. That would have made things a lot easier. But I found the trend, and my mom was there to protect me. So if anybody in the family was against it, she was like, they're going to have to deal with me first. So definitely everybody accepted me in the family. I was really shocked. They were just like, we love you regardless. It's not that big of a deal. We don't really care who you're dating. We're just happy if somebody treats you right. So I actually had a really good coming out experience. It was just coming out to myself was the hardest part.
Yeah. I told the youth director at my church, and then she told, like, the whole youth group, and I think they was, like, praying for me or something. So I found that out, and I told my mom because I didn't want her to hear, and I was calling her. I was crying. She was at work, and I told her, she was kind of like, oh, that's it, you know, because I was being real dramatic. She doesn't, you know, she believes it's a sin and everything, and I'm sure she's still praying in a way. We don't talk about it. We don't, you know, even, you know, I was just had a girlfriend for a year, and, like, I feel like my mother knows that she was my girlfriend, but she always saw us as friends. My dad, he's, like, real liberal. He was real cool with it.
My next question is kind of a frivolous question, but I want to know, what's the best thing about being gay? And I know that sounds kind of silly, but I'll tell you, like, what's the most exciting thing you've discovered as a gay person? And for me, I will say that the best thing about being gay is discovering, like, gay families, right? So I talk a lot to my friends and my family about my gay kids and my gay sisters and my gay brothers, and a gay family is essentially a chosen family,
yeah.
a god brother, a god sister, or a play mom or a play auntie. And these are people who come together not because of birth, not because of blood, but because of a common experience and because of a mutual love for one another. Mm. And so whereas I may have lacked a positive relationship with my biological father, or I may have felt like I could not relate to my siblings because they were heterosexual and I couldn't talk to them about dating girls, and I was been able to meet people and brothers and sisters and kids that we can share a familial experience and teach one another and learn from one another and travel together and learn together and cry together and support each other, only because we share this common bond of sexuality and gender identity. So I've just really, really enjoyed the family that came along with being queer. So what's been the best thing about being gay for y'all?
I thought that coming out was, like, amazing, because just the feeling of, like, the relief that's comes with coming out was, I just feel like no straight person will ever get to feel that self-acceptance, that self-love, just whatever happens here on out, I love me, and I'm comfortable with where I'm at and my decision. And
it's sort of like probably going from a caterpillar to a butterfly, if you can imagine. I might be reaching here, but if you can imagine how it all felt, we were still in the closet, and how we were the caterpillar, we were unsure, like, what's next? Is this the end of the world? Am I about to die? Am I getting kicked out of my house?
Yeah.
And then when you wake up that day after you come out, or you wake up after you've been outed, and the sun is still shining, and, you know, God is still good, or whatever life be like for you, you know, you become that butterfly. And to see yourself 2, 3, 10 years later, and to see how much more confident we are and how much, you know.
I used to think when I was, and I didn't really struggle. I think I struggled for maybe like a month about coming out. You know, I was like, okay, I like women, and what's going on with that? And then I went to a track meet and like made out with this girl in high school. And so I came home and I was like, Mom, I'm gay, you know. And she's like, okay, well, that's cool, you know. And, you know, and so for me, but the initial struggle for me was this idea that I felt like I was the only gay. I don't know why. I mean, I knew of my friend, you know, who had came out to me, but I thought we were the only ones in our 2,000, you know, it was 2,000 people in our high school. And, of course, you know, I think I'm the only one. I think she's the only one, you know, and each gay person I meet, I'm like, okay, we're the only 5. Okay, we're the only 10. And then when you see how many of us are out and are proud and are comfortable, I think that most of all, the freedom of that, the freedom of seeing who's out and meeting more LGBT people, especially LGBT people of color. Yeah. The more and more I meet throughout my lifetime, the more and more empowered I feel, the taller I feel, and the more self-acceptance I have for my own self and my own orientation. Because there are still internal struggles, and it's not from religious rhetoric or even familial, but just me being having a basic socialization of feeling like sexuality, if it is somehow not heterosexual, is wrong. And so that, I just think the freedom. I think if anything, I wake up every day and I'm free. Mm-hmm. And I understand that I'm free in my consciousness around my blackness, around my gender, and around my orientation, is that I'm free, you know?
Oh, for me, I'm gonna say the parties, right? Because the gays, okay, they can party
the
all
love
night.
Party,
right?
Yes,
hey,
I mean that too.
As Beyonce said, we like to party.
Okay, right. Yes.
But other than that, outside of that, I think really the creativity. I've never met a more creative group of people in my whole experience. So like as far as it comes to the simple things of like finding a meal or finding a place to live or a place to eat or to get the latest clothes, they'll find a way to do that. Or to even as far as the cutting edge of fashion and style and even activism, right? There's a lot of creativity and a lot of creative energy that is found in the LGBT community that I really, that really is my drive. And me being an artist as well, I just find that to be one of the greatest treasures that is often hidden. Like the creative team behind Beyonce is a bunch of, you know, LGBT individuals, right?
Yes,
so a lot of that is hidden, but once you go into the community, you actually see that there, and it's basically it's a hidden treasure, and I think one of the most striking things to me in the community.
On the other side of the closet are the mamas who either know or don't know. We talked to some mamas about how they felt when their children came out to them. Eugenia Travis is the mother of Whitney Franklin, but not mom in the traditional sense, because they didn't meet until they were both adults.
So can you explain that?
So sort of like in houseball culture, you have gay families, whereas I may be a gay father to a young person just coming out of the closet. The concept of a gay parent or a play parent or even a godparent is in the tradition of finding someone who has something to teach you. You all have a mutual bond. You all love one another. And so Eugenia met Whitney, who was rejected by her own biological mother and took her under her wing and really essentially raises her as if she were her own biological daughter.
When did Whitney come out to you?
10 years ago? When we, not long after we met, and I didn't care.
Well, let me ask you this. Tell us more about, because we know that you are a mother to many children, that you have taken on, your community mother. Tell us more about what that is and how Whitney came to be your daughter.
Okay. What that is I noticed that there were a lot of young people in the world who people were just kind of tossing aside. And I saw the worth and the value in them, and mothering is my thing. So I began to mother, and I met Whitney on a bus. was Freedom School. She was a student. No, she was an intern, training to be an intern. And the simplest thing to tell you, I heard a voice inside of me that said, say yes. Whatever she asked me, I was going to say yes. And she came to my house one day, and in the process of talking to me, she said she had nowhere else to be. And my home was open to her. And I found out how much I loved her. And we formed a relationship from that moment. She was my daughter, and that was it. And one of the issues and concerns she had was that living authentically wasn't acceptable in the community she came out of. Mm-hmm. And I believe that God made everybody the way God made them. And if they happen to be same-sex loving, so.
When she initially told you around about her living authentically and out and proud, do you remember that day at all, and were there any fears that you had for her at all? About
I had fears that she wouldn't realize how awesome she was. That was my greatest concern. Mm. When I met Whitney, all I saw was the goodness, and the idea that somebody would stop her from achieving her greatness based on something that, okay, she likes girls, and.
Yes,
I mean,
I agree.
She's a phenomenal young woman. She had a lot of power then. She's got a lot of power now. She lived up to the expectation I had for her. I knew she was going to be great, and I wanted to help.
And on that note, we thank you. We appreciate you. And I hope to see you soon, UGA, okay?
I'll just come back and give you a hug because I love you.
Please do. I love you back. Take care. Thank you so much.
Rosalind Blair is a member of Women in Transition and the mother of several children, including her oldest boy, Timmy Joe.
So Timmy Joe Blair was a young person who was a part of the local gay community. Timmy came out to the nightclubs and he performed in drag sometimes. He was well known and well liked. And apparently one day Timmy Joe left his house in drag to meet someone. His sister isn't sure who he went to meet. His mother isn't sure who he went to meet. But a few days later, Timmy Joe was found tossed on the street from a car, dressed in drag, discarded on the street, murdered. And there's been speculation as to who killed him, who was involved. There was a story in the Leo Weekly a few years ago about who killed Timmy Joe, but his murder is still unsolved. We don't know if it was a hate crime because he was gay, a hate crime because he was dressed in drag, but Timmy Joe's murder remains unsolved after all these years. We know that Timmy Joe was eventually taken away from you, but before we get to all that, we just want to know what it was like being his mother. And
okay, well, him growing up, it was simply being a parent. There was no difference between him or any of his other siblings. You know, he was still my child and stuff. You know, he just happened to be gay.
Do you remember, Miss Rosalind, the day that he actually told you that he was
actually
gay?
Actually, it's kind of funny because he didn't tell me. One of his other sisters found out. There was a baby monitoring system in the house, and she overheard him talking on the phone to another friend of his about a gentleman that he liked. And she comes flying in my room and told me, "Oh, my God, Mom, I got something to tell you." I said, "What?" She said, "Timmy's gay." And I'm like, "What? I mean, you know, is he doing drugs? Is he robbing anybody?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, I already knew that one."
Ms. Rosalind, let me ask you this, because you have other children. You have other sons and daughters. Do you think that parents have to or should or need to raise gay kids differently than straight kids? And not just meaning like, I mean, of course, like when it comes to the sex talk, like my mother, we had a sex talk. She's referring to girls, and I'm thinking in my head, you need to be referring to boys. But aside from the superficial, do you still teach them the same values, or still teach them the same morals, the same manners? How do you raise gay and straight kids differently?
There is no difference in raising children at all. You either raise them with morals and values or you don't. I raised mine with the same beliefs. When they all started dating, I told Tim the same as I told the girls and the other boys, don't bring home any trash. If you're going to date guys, they better be well-educated. They got to get past me. So it didn't make a difference whether it was male or female. Either I like you or I didn't.
What, you lost Timmy Joe. What year did you lose Timmy Joe?
2005, May the 22nd.
Okay, and how old was he?
Tim was 19 at the time.
Had you ever thought that what happened to Timmy would have happened to Timmy? Like, were you ever afraid? Because I think a lot of parents, my mother included, have a lot of fears about what they perceive to be the gay lifestyle or what they perceive to be the world against us. They perceive discrimination and harassment and all those things that kind of you hear about that you worry about. Were you ever afraid of those things happening to Timmy Joe, or did that come as a surprise?
I was never afraid of the discrimination part because the discrimination happens in my world, okay? Mm-hmm. That did not worry me. What worried me was the most that, you know, he would make the right choices as far as protecting himself when, you know, he had sex. But that was a worry with all the children that I stressed. Mm-hmm. To all of them. I can't be with you 24/7 to tell you not to have sex, but if you do, you know, use protection. I never worried about the discrimination part. I never worried that someone would kill my child. I thought in our community that we had grown more in acceptance. But obviously, you know, we still do have people out here, but we never know until it actually hits home.
Now, you said, Ms. Rosalind, you weren't worried about the discrimination part because discrimination happens in your world, too. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
We experience some type of discrimination every day.
Yeah.
But
as black people and as women,
do we actually pay attention to it or do we walk on? You know what I'm saying? We can't fight every battle of discrimination. You just hope that ignorance is overcome sometimes, you know, that is still a big issue. And that is something that is always going to be on my plate now, you know. Discrimination, the sexuality, are our children safe if they're gay out here and they're dressed in drag? I think about that every time I'm driving and I see someone, a young man or a young woman in drag, I think about that. And I pray for that child that, you know, it's their safety because there's still idiots out here. My son's killer is still out here. Who knows if this person will strike again? We hope not, but, you know, you never know.
Ms. Rosin, thank you so much. I hope to see you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Ms. Rosin.
You too. Love you
guys.
Take
care. Love you back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, of course, Does Your Mama Know comes from an anthology that you often teach in your class. What does that concept come from? Does Your Mama Know? What does that mean?
I've been using Does Your Mama Know ever since I started first teaching about Black gay experiences. And it's an anthology that surrounds, it's about Black lesbians and their coming out stories that are specific to them. We spoke with the editor of the anthology, Does Your Mama Know, Lisa C. Moore. Why do you think that you thought about this in terms of an anthology focusing on lesbians of African-American descent? Like, what... do you think that somehow mothers knowing in Black communities is much more important than in other communities? Or
We place a lot of value on Black motherhood, Black womanhood, but Black motherhood, because it's, you know, with the prevalence of Black women having to raise their own kids, other people's kids, throughout our history in this country, it seems like the Black woman is, you know, sort of this historical backbone of Black community.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, the Black mom got your back, you don't have to worry about other people are talking about you. Because you know your mother loves you. Your mother's going to defend you, so.
Yes. Did you see any patterns in the stories? Like, while you were editing the volume and you got the stories from the women, did you see any kind of patterns around the support or lack of support of Black mothers for their daughters coming out?
Only that, you know, the women, once their mothers knew whether they rejected them or not, they felt like they could go ahead and be whoever it is that they're going to be. Mm. At least they told their mom, you know, and they know. Whether they like it or not is up to them, but they know. And so there's no running, there's no hiding once your mother knows.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would you mind sharing with us your coming out story when you first told your mother? Do you remember the emotions? Were you afraid? Were you hopeful? Will you tell us a bit about that?
Wow. It's almost like I didn't come out to my mother. My brother outed me to my mother because it was in that same series of conversations when he was acting out, and he told her that you need to be looking at Lisa because she's the one. She needs a good, I can't curse on her. She needs a good, okay, stiff one.
Okay.
That's all she needs. And that's when she turned around and told him, look, don't worry about your sister. Now, a couple of days after that, I remember ironing some clothes, and she came over and said, are you happy? And I said, yeah, I'm ironing. And she said, no. And she bent down. She looked me dead in the eye. She said, are you happy? I looked at her, and I said, yeah. Yeah, I am. She said, that's all I wanted to know. And she walked away. So I remember my dad used to take me out to lunch, and one day he took me out to lunch, and he said, your mother seems to think you're a lesbian. And I was just like, no, but I didn't even know what that word was at the time. So after lunch, I went and looked it up in the library, and I was thinking, oh, well, yeah, okay, I am. And that's what started me reading everything I could about being a lesbian in the library. You know, once I started reading and reconciling with what I read with what I was feeling, I said, oh, yeah, that's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You're welcome.
So for me, I know that my biggest concern when I was coming out as a teenager was my mother. And beyond that was my grandmother. And I think that because I think in the Black community, although we have issues of single-parent households and even folks who come from two-parent households, that we really do hold our mothers in such a high regard, especially for young boys and Black men, our mothers are very important. Mm-hmm. And so I know that even when I was coming out, in my coming out process, I told friends, I told classmates, but still hadn't told my mama, right? So you still go home and you go to the holidays, you're putting on these pretenses, and it's not until I got to the point where I could tell my mother and tell my grandmother that I felt like I had really arrived. So that's what it was for me. Doc, what do you think that Because you're really close to your mother, and what do you think that relationship is about in terms of, of black mothers and their children?
One, it's an historical relationship, right? And we understand in most West African societies, which is the only way we're able to even trace our ancestry as African Americans, usually back to West Africa, that during ancient West African societies, mothers and aunts, the sisters of the women who had the children, were the primary caretakers of children and responsible for those children. The mother represented the ultimate power in terms of either the household or outside the household. And I think it just continues down the line as an African-American tradition where I'm always still, even now, I'm 32 years old, I'm still afraid of my mother. And not because she's a violent woman, but she is, I mean, she's almost like a god to me. Yeah. I mean, she's so much, you know, and I love my father. I'm really close to my father, but I don't fear my father in the same ways. And I always know that my father is going to accept me. I don't feel, but I need my mother to. Do you see what I mean? It's almost as if, you know, there's never the idea that age is relative in black households is something that's also different. No matter what age we become, you know, your mother says something and it's kind of like, basically. Strange Fruit is produced by 89.3 WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Our show is produced by Laura Ellis with engineering help from Joe Durso.
For more information about Strange Fruit, go to WFPL.org, find us on Facebook, or visit us on Twitter at Strange Fruit Pod. I'm Jay, Jason Gardner.
And I'm Doc, Kyla Story.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.